A federal appeals court has upheld a sexual abuse verdict against Donald Trump. The ruling on Monday, December 30th, stems from a civil case verdict that found the president-elect guilty in a case involving E. Jean Carroll. The court also denied Trump's request for a new trial. Trump had challenged the $5 million verdict, saying the judge shouldn't have allowed testimony from two other women who also accused Trump of sexual assault. Evidence also included Trump's comments on the infamous Access Hollywood tape. The appeals court disagreed and said it was not persuaded that a new trial was warranted. In 2023, Carroll testified that she had run into Trump at Bergdorf Goodman on Fifth Avenue in 1996, where he asked her to help him buy a gift for a female friend. Carroll said he pulled her into a dressing room and began assaulting her. She kept the encounter a secret until 2019, when her book excerpt was published in New York Magazine. Carroll filed the lawsuit under the New York State Adult Survivors Act. The legislation is a state bill which created a window allowing others to bring forward sexual assault claims, even if the statute of limitations had expired. A separate jury awarded Carroll $83.3 million after finding Trump defamed her by denying the sexual abuse. Trump has also appealed that verdict. Trump's spokesperson, Stephen Chung, said another appeal is coming. The American people have re-elected Trump with an overwhelming mandate, and they demand an immediate end to the political weaponization of our justice system and swift dismissal of all of the witch hunts, including the Democrat-funded Carroll hoax, which will continue to be appealed, Chung said. Carroll's attorney commented on the decision, thanking the court for its careful consideration of the party's arguments.